It's time for a podcast from JW, Anna, and friends.
103.9985 mypigradio.com. 717 on this Friday morning. Chris Kegel there. Chicks dig it. That's all that really matters.
Yeah, they do.
That's all that really matters. All right, it is the Pig, and of course it is Friday morning, so we got two guests today, Anna tells
me. Yes, we do.
I mean, we got one sitting right here. He's Al Green, our friend from the Toy Ride, Toys for Tots, and all the things that go along with that. And Al, I understand that you are working pretty hard. It's crunch time, getting all the stuff together for all these events that are coming up that culminates with the big ride. But what are you doing right now this week? What you been doing?
I'll be collecting toys, going around asking for donations from people so we can have more auction stuff to auction off.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing an auction in New Boston at the American Legion.
That's this Sunday,
this
right?
This Sunday. The doors will open at noon. The auction will start at 1, and they're going to have some good food there.
All right. So now you know where you can get a good lunch and buy some good items, auction to help out. Now, what is the price for getting in?
$5.
Or?
A brand new toy.
Brand new unwrapped toy. It's all for Toys for Tots. So either way you want to do it, the $5, they'll go get the toy for you, or a new unwrapped toy. You bring it and put it in the bin. Then you can try to buy some of these things on the auction that are going to be really, really good and eat some of that good food that Al's talking about.
Yeah, buddy.
It'll be so good.
That's always good. When you add the good food to any event,
yeah,
it makes it that much better.
Go. Bonus up.
But that's going on this Sunday. Now, of course, there's still time as people are out and about shopping and things like that to drop toys in the different toy bins that are around. Now, you, like you said, you kind of check in on Texarkana, and then you're pretty much overseeing all of the rest of the county nearly.
Right.
Yeah,
pretty
I mean,
much, yes.
Yeah.
I do all of New Boston, DeKalb, Redwater, Sims, Mall.
All the good community.
All the good area, Hooks, you know. Then we also do Head Start in New Boston. We do it, which was an awesome deal for us because that's like 30-something kids. This year we'll have 350 kids right now that we know of, and there may be a few more come in later on than this week.
Right.
But right now we know of 350 children that will be getting toys from Toys for Tots from us.
So that's a lot, okay?
Yes.
So think about it. You know, if you're out and about and you see one of those bins, drop a toy in it.
Yeah.
Or catch up with Al and give him some money. He'll go buy the toy for you if you don't have time to. I know, this year a lot of people are like, I'm not getting out much. I'm not doing all that. If they want to do financial, they can do financial and you'll go buy the toy.
Right.
True. I will. I'll go buy whatever I want.
I knew you would. I knew he would. I had no doubt about that. So, I mean, we're at December 4th? The toy ride is coming up on the 13th.
That'll be so much fun.
So the quicker you can get the toys donated and dropped off, the better.
Right.
He's trying to get this all together and get it distributed.
Right. We're trying to do distribution. Uh-huh. Distribution this year is going to be a five, six day deal.
Uh-huh.
And it's going to be an awesome, awesome distribution because we've got plenty of toys to be able to handle any situation with children right now.
Right.
I go around up here in Texarkana, pick up toys to give to the Marines.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And I take it personal. It's just a job. It's not a job. It's a pleasure.
Right.
I mean, you know.
Labor of love.
A lot of people would say, man, this is a rough job, but it's not a job.
Nah.
You got to look at the end results. Even though you're 6 months away, you got to look at the end results. What's going to happen?
Right.
And it's like I said, he's planning, scheming, and working on this a lot of months ahead of time. This is, like I said before, this is not something that you just snap your fingers and it happens. And
right.
A lot of work and dedication goes into it by Al, his wife, all the people that help.
Yes.
So we appreciate that. Stick around because we talked about this weekend's auction and what you're doing and the toys. And now when we come back, we're going to talk about the ride itself and another auction that you can be involved in as well. More of the best in most countries coming up on The Pig on a Friday morning with John, Anna, and friends. Christmas time 2020, and We're so glad that 2020 is about to say goodbye. 2020.
Really?
It's been rough, but you know, hey, we're gonna survive it one way or the other. It's the Pig 103.9985 mypigradio.com. The Morning Show, John, Anna, and Friends, brought to you by Millway Credit Union, stronger, smarter, sensible financial institution of choice. And we got Al Green in here talking about the toy ride, the Toys for Tots. Okay, we talked about the event you got going on, the auction this weekend, and the fact that we want people to still donate toys, and you're picking them up and get gearing up for that. But we got to talk about the day of the toy ride itself,
yes,
which is Sunday, December 13th. All right, going to be gathering up from several locations. Tell us what's going to be going on.
All right, we got one group that's going to gather up in New Boston at the old Walmart, right on Highway 8 up there at the Walmart. They're going to gather up there, and they're going to come to Texarkana. They're pulling out at 9 o'clock that morning, and they're going to be in Texarkana around 9:30. They'll meet up with us at Central Mall down there by the old Sears, and then we leave from there at 10 o'clock on the parade run, which will go from there across the interstate all the way down to Nash, back around to 82. And then we'll go from there all the way back into town, and we'll do the routes in town. We'll even come by the Pig.
there we go.
If anybody wants to gather up at the front of the Pig.
Yeah, come on.
Come on to the station.
And see a big crowd there waving and throwing stuff at us.
Because we're going to
throw stuff at you. Okay, I'm going to buy candy.
Throw some candy in. We're going to be doing the Facebook Live as the procession comes by, and it's going to be pretty impressive, the amount of people that are going to be involved in this.
Yes.
I hope there's going to be 400 or 500 bikes.
Wow.
That's what I would like to have.
Yeah. That would be so neat.
It would be awesome to see. The Vet Club's going to be there.
Good.
Jeep Junkies are going to be there. There'll be some others there. I can't tell you who all is going to be in it right now,
but I can tell you about them, specifically
the bikes and the cars and Jeeps, and that's going to be an awesome deal. It always is every year.
I mean, really, it really is. If you've never watched them ride past hundreds of them, it's impressive.
And all these people caring about
the kids. I mean, but it is impressive. I remember last year we got Anna was on a bike with you.
That was last year.
We got in a location where you were coming down the hill on State Line, which was a good location,
right,
and it was very impressive. But we're going to be out in front of the radio station this time to do the Facebook Live. But it is, if you've never seen it, it is impressive. Now, after you finish the ride, what are you going to do then?
When we get up to where we're going to be at Central Mall, we're going to have all the guys that brought toys and stuff on bikes and cars and stuff will come up and put them in a box to get to
that
eat.
That was so neat last year.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then they get to eat, which is going to be some more good food up
right
there. You know how.
Good food makes things better.
Don't mean we don't eat.
They eat plenty.
Food is good.
And then we turn around and we go to the Elks Lodge.
For another auction.
The doors will be opening at 12 o'clock. The auction will start at 1, and they're going to have some good food up there, too.
So you're going to get to eat there, too?
Yeah.
And
everybody will get to take a nap when they get there.
That's right.
Yeah. That's right.
A Sunday afternoon nap. Same deal where it's $5 or a new unwrapped toy there as well.
True. Right?
And, of course, if you don't know, Elks Lodge is located on New Boston Road, next to the old Skate America as you're heading out towards Super Walmart. It'll be there on your right. I think most people will figure that out. And so you got two chances then for an auction.
Right.
You got the American Legion in New Boston this Sunday.
Right.
Doors open at 12. Auction starts at 1. Food. And then the 13th, after the ride, Elks Lodge, Texarkana, Texas. 12 o'clock opening, 1 o'clock auction, food.
There we go.
So this is great, Al.
Yeah.
It really is. And I can't wait for that Sunday.
Right.
And watching the long line of motorcycles and Jeeps.
You have known me for a long time. You know how long it takes to set this thing up?
Very long. You started about 6 months ahead, right?
I start 9 months ahead.
I was going to say.
When it stops, you start planning.
I start 9 months ahead.
Yeah. It's almost continuous, so it's kind of like, it's terrific what you guys all do. And
Thank you.
And thank you for heading that up. Stick around because we're going to kind of finish it up, as I say, wrap a bow on it.
Yeah, put a
bow on. And we're going to talk about cookies. Did you know it's National Cookie Day?
Oh, we love cookies.
It's National Cookie Day today.
Right.
His eyes lit up when I said cookies.
You're going to do that, and I ain't supposed to be eating sugar.
I know.
Right.
Well, we're going to talk about it. We don't have any around here to eat, but we're going to talk about it coming up right here on The Pig. Tim McGraw there, Back When on the Pig. Great song. 103.985 MyPigRadio.com. The Morning Show. Millway Credit Union is our sponsor. Three locations, Arkansas Boulevard, Wake Village, and Ashdown, to serve you stronger, smarter, sensible. And Al Green with the Toy Ride, Toys for Tots, is here. We've been talking about all his events coming up. By the way, Al, today is also Santa's List Day, so get that list into Santa. And it's National Cookie Day.
Okay.
Now, Al, if you had to say, what is your favorite cookie?
What are the best choices?
Well, hold on. Let him name one. I'll see if it's on the list.
Okay.
Chocolate chip.
It's definitely on the list. What's your favorite?
Shortbread.
Shortbread.
Yeah, is on the list.
Let's see. Shortbread. Yes, it is.
Okay.
And I like chocolate chip too.
Yeah.
So let's look at it a little bit. Shortbread. Yeah. This talks about the kind of person you are. Says you present a placid face to the world.
What's
that mean? No emotion. Just calm.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know if that's you.
But
beneath your calm facade beats the heart of a passionate romantic.
Oh wow!
How about that?
There we go.
And some would be amazed by your colorful fantasy life. How about that?
Oh, my God.
Let's see.
Just quit reading that one.
If you like oatmeal, you're homespun and down to earth, just like a comfy pair of slippers, okay?
Okay.
You're a genius at making others feel loved.
Aww.
Sugar cookies. You're a nonconformist who believes the variety is the spice of life.
Ooh.
If you like those Fig Newtons, you're quiet, reserved, mature. And you're somebody, you always get your ducks in a row, as they say.
Okay.
If you like those sandwich cookies like vanilla, what is it called? Oreos.
Yeah. Oreos, yep.
Whether you eat the cream filling first or dunk them in milk, your choice says you're a creative person with a vivid imagination.
Ooh.
Vanilla wafers, you have an uncanny intuitive power that gives you the unique ability to size up a situation or person real accurately.
Oh.
If you like graham crackers, you're soft-hearted and kind with a taste for the old times, nostalgia. Ginger snaps. You're bold, brave, in search of excitment. And let's see. Here we go.
The chocolate chip. Yep.
At the top. And this is Al.
This is you guys.
And this is me too. You're as an American as apple pie.
You have to see the hand movements, everybody. This should have been done live.
You're a favorite with family and friends. You're a steady influence in most chaotic situations. You're in control. You're making things happen. You're American as apple pie.
That's you
chocolate
too.
Chip.
Yep.
Thank you.
Anyway, you're welcome. All right. Once again, Al. Once again, this weekend, Sunday, at the American Legion in New Boston for the
auction.
I was about to say another word. Auction. What time does it open?
12. It starts at 1.
All right. And food will be served. And the
price
of admission, $5 admission, yep. Or a new unwrapped toy. Then you'll have the toy ride on the 13th, and following that, you've got another auction that people in Texarkana area can quickly get to.
Right.
And that's going to be at?
12 to 1.
At the Elks.
And good
food.
Yeah.
At the Elks Lodge.
So dramatic.
Hey, I love it. All right, and once again, the price of admission to that is also $5 or a new unwrapped toy. Or if you see these toy bins around the area, drop
just
a toy in there,
toy.
A new unwrapped toy.
Also, if you want to see Santa Claus riding a motorcycle.
Well, I always want to do that.
Oh, that's so fun.
They can line up on state line and get the kids up there and wave at him as he goes by.
Right.
So he'll be leading everybody.
All right, Santa is going to be leading the toy ride parade.
Oh, so, this is going to be fun again.
Yeah, this is going to be great. So, just get involved whatever way you can and help out, whether it be at the auctions or at any of these locations where you can drop off a new unwrapped toy. They're trying to help hundreds of kids for Christmas that otherwise it might not be as happy a morning. So, Al, we appreciate you coming in. We look forward to the ride day. Like I said, we're going to be out front at the radio station with the Facebook Live.
Yeah.
And we're going to have it on as you guys ride past. Just be sure and wave at us.
I will. You know I will.
All right. Have a great day, Al.
I appreciate y'all. I really do. I appreciate everything y'all do.
We appreciate you, and thanks to you and all the people that help out in helping the kids.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and Friends, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.